What the hell is that? Oh my god! Oh my god! Hey!
We don't have any floors on the second floor, I'm sorry.
Okay, but I have to call somebody because he's yelling and stuff. That's not cool.
Welcome to episode 88 of Madhouse Militia Presents. We wish to give thanks to the following people for helping make the show go, such as Dwight the Janitor, Wasted Memory for RogueServer.com, Dragomir for the Corndown at Corndown.com, or FreeSpeechMotherfucker.com. We also wish to thank our patrons, such as Gold Rust, Gordo, Dharma Wheelies, Parkman, Crispy808, MST3Clay, Fancy Pants, Anonymous, Mr. Turbois, Phone Losers of America, Benjamin, Despicable Dogs, Big Boy Farts 666, Jesus Painus, and Turbo, the High Level Squirrel. Thank you to everyone for supporting this show. To find out more, visit patreon.com/madhousemilitia. You can find our YouTube at youtube.com/@madhousemilitia. You can find out more about the show at immoralhole.com. That's immoralhole.com. You can find our live show at immoraljuice.com or rogueserver.com on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you wish to contribute to the show, you can visit immoralhole.com/show/contribute.
Hello?
Hi, I have a call about the firewood.
Yes.
Oh, you still got it?
Yep.
Okay, what kind is it?
It's mixed wood. It's elm, maple, and locust.
Locust? Isn't that the bug?
I'll have to go look.
What, is it buggy?
No.
Oh. Okay, is it good for cutting, or are you got a cut already?
Yep.
All right. How much you got?
How much you want?
One cord.
Okay.
How much? One cord.
$300.
Well, all right. Now, where do I go? Or you want to bring it to me?
I'd rather you come get it.
Does it have a wood burn flavor when you light it?
Well, it depends on which end you light.
What do you mean, which end I light?
Well, you light it from the east or the west?
Well, you're being funny, aren't you?
No.
I like that. Yeah, man. All right, let me talk it over with my wife, and I'll give you a call back, all right?
All right.
Yeah.
Bappy, bappy.
Hello? We got a situation here. Yeah, we got a situation here on the Big Shot.
Okay, one moment.
We got a situation.
Stratton, how are you feeling, Andrew?
Hi, we got a situation here. There's an old lady. She said she got lost for a while. She was out here. She's asking for help. I don't know what to do. I just called you guys because she's here.
Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is Roger. How you doing, buddy? You want to talk to the old lady?
Now, where are you located currently?
We're right by the right exit here. She fell, it seems. Now, let me put you on with her. Here, ma'am, here, take the phone. Take the phone.
Miriam, this is your sister. My sister Miriam has fallen down and can't get up.
Good afternoon, door.
Yeah, hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm out here. What's going on here? These guys are revolting.
I'm sorry?
It's like a pack of wolves eating a piece of meat situation I got going on over here.
Okay, is there something I can do for you?
Yeah, pack of wolves eating a piece of meat. What can you say about that? Okay.
Thank you for calling Big Cedar Lodge. My name is Christine. How may I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how can I help you today?
I was looking for the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, I do apologize. You've actually reached Big Cedar Lodge in Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, I ordered DoorDash. They were supposed to bring me some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, let me get you
up at the front desk.
Okay, I'll just need to get you up to the front desk. One moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
What the hell?
I don't know, but this is terrible, Redneck Sam.
Everybody's a little big country.
Santa Claus gonna bring your chicken to the desk. If you like chicken greasy, go to the front desk and eat you some.
Front desk, this is Natasha.
Hi, I was waiting for DoorDash to bring my Kentucky Fried Chicken there to the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have they dropped it off yet?
Oh, let me see. They have not
yet.
Could...
What about Popeyes? Because I ordered from both KFC and Popeyes. I'm just wondering if either of those came.
Neither of them have come yet. No, but as soon as they do arrive, I can give you a call back and let you know. What's a good phone number?
The number I'm calling from right now, can you call that one back? Should be on the caller ID.
Sorry, my phone thing was in the back and I walked to the front. Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
2525?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Can you call? Yeah, call that back.
Okay, I'll give that one a call back.
Okay, thank you. And
you're
also,
welcome.
if they don't come in 10 minutes, also call me and let me know, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling Love 610 in Baird, Texas. This is Shelby. How may I direct your call?
Hello?
Love's in Baird, Texas. This is Shelby.
Hi.
How may I direct your call?
Hi, yeah, we're having a problem in the parking lot.
Okay, is it like vehicle or...
Well, yeah, it's a vehicle, but it was a person. They've got fireworks in the back of their vehicle. They're trying to sell them to people that are walking by. And I said, hey, I don't think you can do that. I don't want to have a confrontation with them or nothing, but they said they work for you guys.
Yeah. Is it in the regular gas side or was it on our diesel side?
Yeah. I'm not really sure. I'm just walking by. I'm not in a car.
Okay, I will check and see, and if need be, I will call the sheriff's office because we don't have anybody.
Oh, no. I don't want to get them in
no,
any trouble like
no,
that, but, you know.
No, just to get them off the property because we don't have anybody from Love's that sells fireworks. So thank you for the information.
What if he likes them? Yeah.
It is not supposed to be lit in our parking lot.
Well, here, let me give him the phone. Let me give the phone to him. Here, sir, just talk to her. Come on.
Ho,
hello?
Ho, ho. This is Santa Claus, and we got
okay,
a big surprise for you tonight.
I cannot take phone calls that are prank calls. This is a business phone. I take emergency road
this
calls
is
for
really
people.
Really Santa Claus.
Thank you for calling Pilot 165 Evercam, Illinois. This is Jerry. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Jay?
Yeah.
Hello? Hi, okay, I couldn't hear you. Make sure you're hearing me.
I was outside walking through the parking lot. Oh, okay. I was walking outside in the parking lot, and one of the guys out there said, I work for Pilot here at Flying J's, and we got a bunch of presents for you. And I opened it up, and the thing had switches and a lump of coal in there. What kind of business is that? Why would they do that to me?
Individual at Flying J did that to you?
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
He said I was a bad boy, and I was very sad. I'm not going to have a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas, Jay.
Well, I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas, too. I'm sorry.
Thank you, brother. I just hoping maybe I could get a better present, because that guy took off real quick, and I opened it up, and it just had a lump of coal in there and a little short switch. I've been a good boy this year.
I don't know. That's not up to me, boss.
Can you come back out in the lot here and bring a couple more goodies in the, bring it out to us here? I got my girlfriend out here too.
I sure can't. I'm working and I gotta get back to work there, sir.
Send that boy back out here and tell him to bring the goodies, not no more lumps of coal. Because it's going to be a cold Christmas.
All right, I'll let him know. But I need
to
get off the phone.
I love you.
Yep.
Merry Christmas.
Yep. Merry Christmas, bud.
Bye bye.
Hello?
Hello. How do magnets work? Is it magic? I need to know because Christmas here.
Garden Valley Motel, this is Lori.
Last year, I spent 56 days on Vancouver Island.
Hello?
What's that movie that's on? Because the TV in my room doesn't work. I come down there and watch TV with you.
Who is this?
I'm in room 215 and my TV don't work. She was listening, watching something on the TV down there. I come down there and watch TV with you. I got a whole bunch of snacks that I picked up from the Flying J.
You got the wrong number, or you're messing with me. One of the two.
What are you talking about? All right. I have to have a commanding presence.
Yellowstone Motel.
Hi, I had a bunch of presents in my room. They were all like wrapped up nice.
I don't know who this is.
Oh, this is Jack in room 215.
Okay, I don't have a 215.
Oh, wait, let me look at my key card again. 152.
I don't have a 152 either. You may have misdialed.
I don't know. I think I'm having trouble reading the card. How about 215?
Nope.
How about 152?
No, this is the Yellowstone Motel. You may have missed dial.
125? 125?
Lay off the eggnog, buddy.
Yeah.
What's the room number?
Yeah.
There is an almond milk one.
Hello? Hi, I can't hear you. Can you get closer to the phone?
Is that better?
Hello? Oh, yes.
Hello?
Okay, good. Yes, we have a eggnog situation. Do you know where we can get more? Because we spilled it everywhere.
Haven't a clue.
Oh, boy. Because we spilled a couple gallons in the room. It's everywhere. It got everywhere and in everything.
Are you here at the motel?
Yeah, there were sparks in the outlets, and the drain won't drain.
What room are you in?
Well, I'm scared you're going to get angry with me, and it's going to be a whole thing, so I'm going to just keep that private till the end, okay? Like we get through this together, okay? All right. So I can put my brother on. He was handling the nog. But I had the egg.
What room are you in?
Again, I'd like to just explain the situation before we get to specifics? Because I'm worried.
Hi, is this a man? I need you to give me a call back at this number right away. We got a situation in the room.
Lost River Motel.
Hey there.
Hello?
Is maintenance going to come to my room? Hey, is maintenance coming to my room? I called earlier.
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Jack. I was asked if maintenance was going to come and install some mistletoe above the bed in my room.
I'm afraid you have the wrong number, man.
What are you talking about?
Which motel did you call?
I said, hey, I'm calling from the phone in the room right now.
From which motel?
Yeah, anyways, you said, look, my wife is going to be here in 15 minutes. You got to get over here and put the mistletoe in the room. I'll be straight with you.
Which?
It's not my wife. It's my girlfriend. But well, at least
oh,
I'm
that's
working
fine.
On
but this is the Lost River Motel, and I don't have anybody here right now. So you've called the wrong
what
place, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh. But I'm staying here. What are you talking about? You got no guests? Am I the only one?
Where?
Lost River Motel.
I don't. There's nobody
room
out
two,
there.
Room 2. Out where? Room
215? 215? I don't have a room 215.
Well, shit. Where why are you wasting my time? God damn.
You're the one called me, man.
Look, we got off on the wrong foot. You know, it's Christmas time. Time to make amends. Be uncomfortable around family members that we don't get along with the other 364 days out of the year. You know?
Honey, it's me. Hello? What's your name?
She's here. Jack.
Yeah, shit, she's here, and wait. She's not in my motel.
Yeah, I've got a situation here. How do you get a woman to leave or to wait?
Hey,
how do you do that?
Are you going to pay me back? I'm waiting for my money.
Wait a minute. She's talking about money. You said that I was an attractive older man, and you were interested in meeting me. You didn't say anything about money.
Well, give me that mistletoe business again, buddy. You want to pay up or what? I'm going to have to get rest of you.
All I've got is some garland and candy canes. I ain't got anything. I ain't got no money.
I don't want to hear
that. I spent it all.
You said you had mistletoe. Wait.
I'm trying to get the mistletoe. But this guy on the phone, he won't help me. His maintenance guy is probably drunk and passed out somewhere.
Did you tell that guy to get his behind up here and open this door?
This maintenance guy is probably in a dirty Santa suit and smells like Ripple.
Does he smell like beer? Wild Mountain. Wild Mountain Grape.
Wild Mountain Grape Ripple.
Hey, you picking that cheese stuff? Open this door. There's my mistletoe.
You're not getting in here because, I don't know. I've changed my mind. I think you catfished me. You don't look so pretty now. I'm looking through the peephole.
I don't have peepholes either. I'm going to pick up my clothes and run through the house and tell him you've been picking my fanny.
Why don't you stop? Why are you wearing a big coat? Like, what are you trying to hide?
Hey, don't make fun of that Santa Claus outfit. I'm Santa's girl.
No, you're Mrs. Claus.
Yes, I'm his helper.
Oh, okay, so we're role-playing. I'm Santa, and you're Mrs. Claus.
Got a big fat belly like Santa. You open this door right now so I can touch it.
I ain't got no fat belly. What are you talking about?
I see you. I'm going to pay it.
Sir, she's casting dispersions at my physique. She said I have a belly, like I look like Santa.
That's right. That's right, that's fat belly. You try Christmas me. I went outside to eat and drink and have tea with me.
You know,
America,
there are three stages in a man's life. One, you believe in Santa. Two, you are Santa. And three, you look like Santa. Those are the three stages of life.
You put it in front of your lap. You ain't Santa. You big Santa. Open it. No.
Of course I'm not Santa, you dumb bitch. What the fuck? I'm just wearing this outfit.
You
I work for him.
You put it in front of your lap. And then you started getting silly. Now you ain't gonna see the difference between you guys and Vinny.
Which is not really surprising. Hello?
Good evening. Good evening.
Oh,
thank
good.
You for calling.
Oh, thank Christ. We got a situation here out here. It's boiling over.
What is?
Situation. The guy
where?
Out here, he has his car and the animal, and he ran it over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right out front of the parking lot?
Yeah, the eggnog came spraying right out of it. It was so horrible. It's dead.
Okay, do we need to call someone?
My son, he threw up. And
okay.
He went flying over, up and over, as the car...
Do we need to call the ambulance?
I don't think so. My son, he was ramming the car, you know, with the Uber driver.
Okay.
You know, and it ran over the animal.
Ma'am, can you hold on?
No, I didn't.
You might not. I'm going to try to come out there. I'm going to try to figure out something right now, and I'll call someone.
Two pieces now.
Okay.
And so is the pizza.
Okay. I'm really sorry.
Why does that flapjack?
Okay. It's right out here in front of the hotel. I'm going to call somebody.
The
and
worst
I'll have
Christmas
someone come
ever.
Out. I'm sorry, sir.
My wife is crying.
I don't know what to do, sir. I'm really sorry.
She's vomiting.
If you guys want to come in, I'll get someone out here as soon as I can. I'm really sorry, sir.
Yeah, he
oh,
said
my
his
God.
Name was, you know, your name. I didn't really catch it is the problem.
What's that?
The dog is two-dimensional now. It used to be three-dimensional.
I understand that, sir. If you guys want to come back into the hotel, we'll get somebody out there, and we'll get this taken care of, okay?
There's just spaghetti and orange juice all over the parking lot now. The pizza went up and over. Eggnog everywhere.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. Well, I'm gonna have somebody. Can you just come inside the building here, and we'll get this taken care of.
There's one whole dimension of this animal that's missing now.
Oh, okay, sir. I understand that. Can you come inside here, please, and we'll get this figured out.
My son doesn't believe in Jesus
not a
anymore.
Merry Christmas.
Sir, can I help you out?
Do you want me to bring you the pieces? I'll scoop it up and bring it in.
No, I just want you to come inside, sir.
I'll
and then
scoop
just...
it up, son. Here.
No, you don't need to scoop it up, sir. It's
yeah,
okay.
Take the shovel. Scoop it up and we'll bring it in. We'll let him see.
No, you don't need to do any of that,
you can
sir.
See it, okay? You can see what happened out here.
Yes, oh my gosh.
No, come on in, sir. You don't. I'll take care of the.
We need to show you.
No, I'll come out, sir. You just come in.
Pick up the collar, son. Put it in the bucket. Put it in there.
No,
see,
sir.
His name was Virgil. The dog had a name.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll bring it in to show you.
Okay.
So just scoop it up. Scoop it up. Yeah.
Are you guys out front of the hotel here?
Yeah. You see us? We're waving.
I don't see anybody out there.
He has a dog set with him by the road.
Okay. I'm going to come out, sir. I'll see you in just 1 second, okay?
Can you stay on the phone? We're scared. Because the man with the car, he drove off, but he could come back.
He did burn out.
And then he could turn us into the flat pancake dog.
I'm going to come out front, sir. And I'm going to meet you out front. Is that okay?
I don't want to touch it.
Yeah. Come out here. We can show you. My son's
all right.
Crying.
All right.
Bring plastic bags if you have any.
Days in, this is Michelle. Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah,
hi.
This is Days Inn.
Do you have any openings for Christmas?
For a single queen bed?
Yeah, one with a fireplace or a door that opens up real wide.
No, we don't have fireplaces.
Okay, you have handicap accessible rooms or no?
We have one.
Okay, can I book it or no?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
And how wide is wide?
Well, I need a room with Santa access. He's got a big fat ass on him, so.
Santa access. Any kind of equipment?
He just needs to slip through. No, no equipment. He just got to, you know, he's just got to slip through. You know, while my kid's sleeping.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because yeah. Santa,
cause
he
the door
touches
way
me while
is,
I'm sleeping, usually.
Normal size.
Okay.
So if there's...
A man with a fat ass can, you know, slip right through there.
Well, most people do that can walk through.
You're saying most people are fat?
No, most fat people that walk through there do.
I'm fat. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not offended.
So I'm just saying that it's a normal size door, so if you can go or...
Because I'm Santa to
Santa.
My child, you know.
Huh?
I like to wear a big... I like to dress up for my son.
And that's fine.
We don't, you know, we don't have a big house. We don't have a chimney or nothing. But we just need a nice door that I can just fit through when I'm in my Santa, you know, uniform.
Yeah.
And I bring the elf, the gimp elf in. And he's in leather.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Why do you need the handicap room?
Oh, it's just because my ass is really fat and it's hard for me to get in, you know, normal doors. I can go sideways. That works.
Okay. Well, this is a normal door. It's not extra wide.
Okay.
For, like...
So how is it handicap accessible? Because it should be, I think...
It's handicap accessible because a wheelchair can go through.
Okay, yeah.
And,
as long as the wheelchair can go through, then my ass can get through. I guarantee it.
Okay. Cause, so that's a normal-sized door.
I get my diapers from the government. Santa's got a big plush ass, yeah.
So, yes, you can reserve that room.
Okay, yeah, I'll reservate that, yeah. Let's do that. Let's get on that.
So, how many adults?
One adult. Well, two adults, yeah.
Two adults.
Yeah. I don't have a son.
You just said you had a son.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's better because I feel alone. You know, I don't want to say I'm renting the room to dress up as Santa and then cry myself to sleep, but that's the reality of the situation, you know. It's a hard time of the year.
Okay, so do you need the... handicapped room or not?
Yeah, because Sam's got a big booty on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on speaker so I don't have to hold the phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you want to reserve the room for the 25th?
Yeah, the 25th through the 27th, if possible.
Through the 27th. So you'll be leaving the 27th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, I don't know what could happen, really.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I'm watching CNN.
Oh,
hello? Hello? Hello?
Aladdin Inn and Suites, this is Emma. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I was great, and then I got on the phone to make reservations for other things. There were issues, but let me see here. Do you have rooms available for the 25th?
Yeah, we do. Are you looking for one or two beds?
We're looking for two beds, but my friend's in 215. We wonder if we could get close to them.
Your friend is already in 215?
Yeah.
We don't have a room 215 that's available. Are you thinking of a different? I'm not sure.
It's possible, yeah.
We
were drinking and smoking. I don't really remember the numbers really so good. Yeah. It was like 2-something, but...
What's your friend's name?
Josh.
Last name? I can't look anything up just by a first name.
Oh. I'm not sure if that was even a real name. Like, he seemed a little sketchy, you know? But, like, we were partying at the bar.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't know, really. Like, he said, oh, yeah, come here. It's, like, two. I was just going to knock on all the doors and see if, like, I found the right guy.
I'd that's rather kinda, you don't knock on all of the doors.
Yeah, that's why I was calling, because we want to maybe, you know, get rooms next to them, and then we can find out without having to, you know, find out real names and stuff.
So yeah, I don't know about that. If you want to get rooms next to someone, I'd recommend communicating with them, because I can't give out any information over the phone in the first place. So like,
right, but I don't know them really, because like they gave me, you know, fake name. I guess they don't want me to know who they are, because maybe... You know, maybe they're in trouble or something. Well, you have to get like an okay, like a background check before you accept tenants, right? So that's like, you know, maybe that's what they're scared I'm gonna find out like who they are. And...
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure what you mean, but
he's a guy that he smelled a little bit like, you know, marijuana. He smelled like that. And he was playing hacky sack out in the parking lot earlier. Maybe he works for you guys?
Are you thinking of the right place? I mean...
Yeah.
On Barber Boulevard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea who you mean. I can make a reservation for you, but I can't guarantee what room you'll be in.
Okay. Okay, is there roof access? If I rent a room, can I get on the roof?
No.
Can I fly my drone on the property and harass everyone with it?
I prefer you did not see that, no.
I like to go to the windows with the drone and look inside. And then I wave at people, and they wave back at me and they smile.
Are you prank calling me? What's going on right now?
I am, yes. Yeah,
Merry okay.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You have very good deductive reasoning skills. Thank you. Have a good night. And the companies aren't supposed to be so fucking greedy.
Good evening, Comfort Suite Southwest. How may I help you?
Hi. The guy out here is being greedy.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you mean.
Oh, there's a guy out here. He said he works for you. He said, oh, I'll get you a room there, big buddy. I'll make it real cheap for you, too. He said all I had to do was polish his shoes, but then I did that, and he said, okay, now you got to go over here and do this for me. Hello?
Hi,
Maria Alkin. Hi, yeah. We were driving down the street, and the bridge gave out, and our car went over. So we lost all our things, and my wallet's been floating down the river. That's what the lawman said, anyway. Anyway, we need to find a room. You got any openings? All right, then.
Your call is being transferred.
Hi there. Thank you for calling the Jupiter Next. This is Ethan speaking. How can I help you tonight?
Hey, please connect me to 215. Thank you.
We do not have landlines in our rooms.
You don't have them at all?
Correct. We do not have landlines in our rooms.
Phone? Beautiful. So how can I contact 215? Could you like ping the phone up there?
What's going on?
Well, I just need to get a hold of the people in 215.
Yeah, so you can contact them using their cell phone information. Yeah, do you have their contact information, like a cell phone number?
I don't have that. No.
Then I don't know what to tell you, man. Are they friends of yours?
You can say that.
Okay. Is there an issue?
Tell me some stuff that I can't really tell you what it was, but like I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Trying to get my stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's not something that you want to put the hotel in the middle of. No. I can't connect you. You just need to get in contact with them. However
you
would.
Can you go knock on them? Knock on the door and just be like, hey, Jack's trying to get hold of you.
No, but you take care.
All right. Is it okay
if
I go up there? Can I just knock on that? I'm coming to knock on their room. I'm going to do it.
Are you in a...
I'm in the parking lot right now.
Are you a guest of the hotel, or...?
No, but my friends are, and I'm just trying to get a hold of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, sure, you can go knock on your friend's door.
Okay. See, I don't remember if it's 213, 215, or 217.
So that would definitely be good information to know. Please don't go knocking on random doors. Please don't go knocking on random doors, though, because otherwise I'll just have to... Yeah. So I'm not going to tell you...
Yeah, army, buddy.
All right, I'll just have security escort you off property if you're going to be causing trouble.
Yeah.
Take care. Have a nice day.
I'm coming to 215 right now.
Guessing here with Tim.
Thank you for calling Keck Portland. Sophia, how can I help you? Hello?
Hey, Sophia, can you connect me to 215, please? Thank you.
To room 15?
215.
I'm so sorry, can you... 215.
Room 215. Yeah, thank you.
We don't have... I'm so sorry. I just realized we don't have phones in the rooms.
Well, how am I supposed to get hold of my guy? He's not answering his texts anymore. He told me he's going to sell me this stuff. What are you going to do for me? Can you go up there? Can you knock on the door? Tell him Jack's trying to get a hold of him.
Let me see.
We had a deal set up and stuff, and he kind of like bailed. I'm trying to get some stuff.
Okay. And your name's Jack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a message up there to him. Thank you.
Okay. I will try. Thank you.
I'm going to give Jack a call about the stuff. Tell him it's about the stuff.
Okay. We'll do. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, doll. Have a good one.
Nice. Bye.
Front desk at the Portland Marriott Downtown Waterfront. This is Scott. How can I assist you?
Hey, Scott. Connect me to 215, please. Thank you very much.
What is the name on that reservation?
I don't know the actual last name of my friend. They told me just call him up on the room. Just like call the hotel, and then we can talk that way.
I can't confirm or deny any guests is staying for us, and that room number is not accurate.
I know that they are. I know they're in 215. Can you just connect me to them? Come on, man.
We don't have any floors on the second floor. I'm sorry. Have a good day.
Yes, you do.
We do not.
You're lying to me.
I wish I was.
Scott, I'm reporting you.
All right. Have a good night.
Stop calling back.
Thank you for
coming out
of
my
window.
This is Mohammed
Agassi. Hi, that's a good question. We're outside here and we're having a situation with the grease, the oil man here.
I'm sorry, what?
There's a man here, he says he's the oil man.
He's where?
He's lighting fires with grease outside by the cars.
Is it the back or...
It's in the back, yeah. And he said he's the grease man.
I don't know what it is, but I will check right now.
He said there's like a hole here, a room hole that needs greasing.
Okay. Okay, I will check right now.
But next to him is a naked woman, and she's an elf.
I'm sorry, what?
There's a naked woman with him that's dressed as an elf.
Okay, I will check right now.
And he says he has to grease her up. She looks vaguely mechanical. Perhaps she's a robot?
We told
her. That's what I just said. Hi. What festivities do you have for the holiday?
The only thing that like's going on around here would be the grotto lights across the street.
Okay. How do I turn them on?
Have no idea. You'd have to go across the street and find out.
Do they have a long extension cable I can plug in here?
No, sir.
Okay, where's the quality here?
Not sure.
Okay. You have a brochure?
No, sir.
Okay, can you put me on with 215?
Right now I have nobody in 215, but our phones are not transferring.
Oh. How do you transfer the people, though?
I can't because the function's down on our phones right now.
Ask them if they got an extension cord we could borrow.
No, they don't have it. They don't have it.
It offers, but don't
have
it.
Take the phone. You ask her. I don't know.
Hello? Hi. You all have an extension cord so we could plug in the Christmas lights, the grotto lights?
No.
Can we borrow it just for a little bit? Because we are really desperate to have a nice Christmas, please.
I don't have one to give you.
Yep. The maintenance, did they have one, ma'am?
No.
It's Christmas almost.
Well, I understand that.
No.
But no, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Unicorn Inn.
Hi, we're looking for the bone hole. Do you have a bone hole there?
No.
Okay, do you know where I can find a bone hole room?
What the hell is that?
Well, it's a hole in the room where you put your doggy bone.
No,
I
don't.
The dog doesn't get to it. What the
no,
hell is that?
I don't know.
Almost like a glory.
American Inn, can I help you?
Hey, 215, please. Thank you.
Say again?
Can you connect me to 215, please? Thank you.
215, there's nobody in 215.
213, sorry.
Who are you looking for? There's nobody in 213. There isn't even a room in 213.
It's someone, one of those rooms up close to that. It's my friend, my brother-in-law's friend. I don't know their last name. He was telling me that I got to call him here to get a hold of my brother-in-law. He's up with him. And I just need to get a hold of him. Is there someone in the 212, 214?
Well, yeah, there's...
I'm sorry, man.
There's four or five of those rooms occupied, but I don't know which one you want me to pass it to if I don't know any more than that.
I'm telling you, it's my brother-in-law's up there. I don't know. It's his brother-in-law's friend. My brother-in-law's with him, but my brother-in-law's friend's name is on the room, and I don't know his last name. His name starts with a J or something. I don't know him that well. I don't know if his first name he uses, his real name. I don't know. I just, can you connect me to the room, please? Thank you.
Well, first off, I can't connect you to a room. I don't know which room you want me to connect you to.
214.
There's nobody in 214. I've told you.
212.
Okay, I can't just pass you anybody and everybody. There's people sleeping.
Sir, I'm not going to keep calling you back. It's just one call. One, please. Please, sir. I've been working all night trying to get a hold of these people.
Okay.
I won't
now,
bother you anymore, please. Just one.
How come you don't call
his? Time,
how come you don't
back.
Call his cell phone?
I don't have his number. His phone's dead. His wife's been. His, my sister's been getting a hold, all up on my britches trying to get a hold of him, and I'm just trying to see what's going on. I just need a quick call with him.
I don't
I
know who you're
back.
Talking about.
I'm sorry,
I just don't.
212,
I don't have it.
212, sir.
There's nobody by that name that you just mentioned here.
Oh, I don't know the name. Is what I'm saying. It's his friend. I don't know his name. Please, sir. Please help me out with this.
Well, first off, I can't pass a phone call through to the room. You have to call a different number and then go to the room.
How do I do that?
Yeah, but then if you start calling people, then they start complaining to me about, huh?
I won't be doing calling so many people. Just tell me how I do that.
What are you going to call, 215?
No, I'm going to call.
What are you
going to
call, 215 and 214 and 213? 216 and 217?
No, sir, please don't. This is don't trivialize my troubles right now.
Trivialize your troubles.
I know you got a trouble. I mean, we've both been having stressful days. I can hear it in your voice.
No, I can't pass please you to the room unless you're asking for a specific person.
Yeah, you can. It's 212. I don't know the goddamn boy's name.
What does he look like?
He's up in that room with him. He's not on the list. He's just up there. I know he's in there. I'm in the parking lot right now.
You're in the process of what?
Parking lot. I'm about to fixing to go up there myself if I can't get a hold of him. I just want to hear what's going on and I'll get out of here. 212, sir. Please, thank you.
For now.
Now, American Inn.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, hi, how you doing? Listen,
who is this?
I'm one of the guests here, and I have a guy that's probably going to be calling around looking for me. I don't let him know, all right, I'm here.
Who's this?
Well, this is Downey the Clown. How are you doing?
Downey the Clown, the police are on their way. I already called the police.
What do you mean you called the police? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, you're going to be arrested. Goodbye.
Well, I'm calling the sheriff. Well, he's going to get on your case.
American Inn.
Hello?
Can I help you?
Hello? Hi, my name is Jack. I'm in room 212. I need to talk to the person in room 215.
Jack, the police are on their way here.
I don't know why they would be.
Well, because I want you
wrong?
Arrested. I want you arrested. You're not supposed to be here.
Why would you do that to me? I thought we were friends.
I'm going to shove my cock right up
hello?
His fucking ass.
Hello? Hi. Hello? Are you on the phone? Hello?
Motel 6.
Hi, Motel 6. Is there any way you could transfer me to my brother's room in 215, please?
Sure. What's your brother's name?
It doesn't matter. Transfer me to him or I'm going to suck your dick.
Yeah, have a good night.
Hi, Desiree. Listen, I just heard from my cousin. He passed some information on to me. Apparently, my wife is being quite the fucking whore and a cheater in room 215. Can you transfer me to that room, please?
What's the name of that room?
I don't know the name of the man that she's with, but she is up there, and she's probably got some dirty man penis in her mouth, and our marriage is hinging on this, and I got to break that shit up.
So I do apologize. I don't have anybody in that room to transfer you to.
In 215?
Correct.
Okay, check for her name. The last name is Johnson. See if she registered. I don't think she'd be that dumb.
So I can't tell you if she's here or not?
Okay, so you don't
and
care that...
I don't
that
have anybody in 215.
Me and my 16 children are at home, and she's off cheating, and this might cost us our marriage.
I do apologize. I still can't give that information out. if somebody's here or not under that name.
We have a polygamy thing going on, but it's not my turn to watch the kids. There's proper procedures in our relationship for cheating, and she's not following them.
Okay, well, I do apologize for that, but I can't transfer you to a room somebody's not in, and I can't tell you if somebody's here.
Okay, all right, that's fine. I understand there's procedures. I wouldn't want you to get in trouble or anything like that. You sound
night.
Like you have a nice hole on you. Would you like to be
have
part
a
of a polygamous
night.
Relationship? It's like, Carlito, fuck, man. Go outside with that shit. I was like, I rented this room. I want my deposit back, man. You're sitting there fucking around.
This is Ruby. How may I help you?
Hi, Ruby. I'm Slippers. I would
hi,
like to come downstairs
going?
And click. I'm good. I'd like to click you three times and say, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
All right. Well, I'll be here.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool. Listen, I have an issue in my room. I'm arguing with
uh-oh.
My friend. He doesn't believe we're allowed to smoke, like, marijuana pens in here, you know, not the smoke kind, the vape kind. That's allowed, right?
Well, so, since you're being honest, I gotta be honest, this is a non-smoking property. However, if you want to open a window, if you want to smoke outside the window, if you can.
Well, no, this is like the vape. We're not lighting, like, we're not doing joints.
Yeah. But just in case if that fire alarm goes off, because they are kind of, a little bit sensitive or whatnot, it might go off on my end, and then I would have to call you back and let you know. But if you open the window,
right.
If you sit by the window.
See?
There it goes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's not good.
So hold on. Let me put you on hold real quick. Let me turn it off real quick. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you.
Did it go off?
Yeah, it's
hello?
Off.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, it's off.
Yeah, see?
It's off.
So, yeah, that's what's going to happen. So, even as sensitive as it is with that vape, you guys would have to go out. Yeah, see, it's going off again. So, if you can turn on the stove, turn on your bathroom light so it can filter out and open the window up for me, please. And then I can turn it off for you.
Okay, so it'll filter it out.
Yeah, so just open the windows for me, turn on the...
So the exhaust will suck it up, is what you're
yes,
saying.
Sir. Yes, sir. And then if anything, put the AC on, you know what I mean? And then open the windows, but make sure you guys, you know, keep it clean.
I'm in the bathroom now, and you said turn the fan on?
Yeah, well, turn the light on. Keep that light on, because it's an automatic
turn the
fan.
Light on and...
And then
well,
above the stove.
Flush the toilet?
I didn't want you to do that. I'll be with you in a second.
You just
sorry.
Said, you said turn the light on. You said turn the light on.
No,
and
I said the fan.
Flush the toilet.
I said the fan in the kitchen to turn that on.
Hang on. Sorry, I'm a little scared. This shit's really good.
It's
I've been
okay.
losing my balance.
Don't worry.
Like the whole. Oh,
okay.
Oh fuck. Lost my balance again. God damn it.
Oh, no. Okay, so
hello?
You're all set. You're all set, though, right? Are you okay?
I hit the mirror with my back. I hit the back on the mirror.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did it break? Do you need something?
Yeah, it did break. Fuck! I thought we took care of this.
Okay, give me one second. What room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom.
I know, but what floor and what room are you in so I can go and...
215.
Okay, give me one second. Let me turn that off for you one more time, all right? Hold on.
Okay, all right.
I'll call you back right now. Okay, bye.
Okay, all right.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Hello, can I get to 215, please? Thank you.
We don't have telephones in the room, so I'm sorry.
Ah, damn it. Here, hold on. Talk to my manager. He's got a lot to say to you.
Yeah, hi, ma'am. We're actually in the rooms right now hooking up telephones. Could you dial your system to 215 so we can check the phone here in the room?
We don't have a room 215. This is a small motel, only 16 rooms we have.
And besides, we don't have...
Okay, well, how do you communicate then? Let me ask you that.
We have the cell phones, and they call us, and we call them.
Cell phones?
They come in to see me.
Okay.
It's a small motel. It's only 16 rooms. It's like a family, okay? It's not 216.
It's like a family.
Not 215.
Okay, it's just like 15.
Call somebody else.
Why the fuck are you yelling?
American Best Value Inn?
Yeah, hi. I would like to rent a room. Is it possible I could do that through you, or do I have to go through the Online Machines Incorporated LLC?
You can do it through me, but if you do it online with, like, Booking.com or Expedia, it would be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, but they don't like me because I have a criminal past for touching animals, and so they won't let me book through them anymore. Until the first of the fucking year.
Thank you for calling Hampton 23 West. How can I help you?
Hi, is this the front desk?
Oh boy, you're talking to her, aren't you?
Sorry, my bad.
Listen.
We're trying to get to 215. Can you guys connect us over there? I think there's something going on, and we just want to have a chat with them. Can you connect me, please?
Tell her I think they're farting at our vent. They're farting at the vent. It
just
smells
215 really quick. We're on the same floor. We just want to have a chat. Thank you.
All right, let me check that out for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Smells like cabbage.
Did you hang up?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Good. I'm calling about your application to play Santa Claus at the local mall here. Calling about your application?
Nope.
Yeah, hi.
Nope.
Oh, you mean nope? You're withdrawing your application?
I did not apply for that.
Okay. You don't sound like a gentleman because I was calling for Carl.
That's right.
That you're Carl?
I am not.
Okay, but then why'd you say that's right? Are you Carla? Did I miss something on this application?
I am not.
Okay. Okay, you're not interested in dressing in a Santa outfit, getting fat, and then trying to slide down chimneys with bags full of toys?
You're not.
How do you identify as? Are you man or ma'am? Man, ma'am?
Neither one.
Neither. Okay, I assumed that there was only two genders, and I may have.
You said a man.
A little bit.
Or a man.
Man or ma'am.
Have a good night.
What is your purpose in life? To produce the children or make the children? Which one?
That's a good one. Not interested in doing Santa Claus, but anyways, have a great evening.
What your gender identity make? What is your gender identity make?
Well, what difference does it make to you? Have a good night.
Why are you slurring your speech as if you had a my nose is going to say something mean? I'm not going to say it anymore. I'll give you a $600,000 gift card if you play Santa.
No.
Okay, hello.
Hi, did you see my hole? Did you turn your viewer on to see my hole?
This is Byron.
Hello?
Is there a point to this?
Who is this?
How should I know? This is Byron.
Hi, Byron. This is the front desk.
Is there a point to this?
Yeah, you called me a few minutes ago.
How should I know?
I got the phone call from you and you broke something in the room.
I don't even know where you are.
The front desk at the extended stay. Did I dial the wrong number, possibly?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that.
You didn't tell me why you were concerned.
No. I'm just calling because you called me a few minutes ago and the fire alarm was going off, and like I told you, I was going to call you back because I heard something break in the room.
Why are you concerned?
I don't know what room you're in. I just want to help you guys clean up.
Why are you concerned?
I just want to help you guys clean up.
Why are you concerned?
Because I work here and
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
Should I not be?
I don't want you to explain it to me. I never asked you to explain it to me.
No, should I not be concerned?
I said, why are you concerned?
I'm only concerned because you're a guest and you guys called me because the smoke detector went off and I just want to help. But if you don't want my help, I won't help you and I'm sorry I bothered you.
Are you still talking?
The toilet with the sheet.
Hey, how can I help you?
Hi, do you have any flushable sheets?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, toilet paper, but denser and a lot bigger. You know, almost like a blue tarp. You know how the tarps are for cleaning up messes? I need one of those, but a sheet that I could flush down the toilet.
No.
Okay. Do you have Bang energy drinks?
I have no clue. I'm pretty sure we have C4 energy.
Well, I don't want C4. I want Bang. They're a subsidiary of Monster. Monster owns them now after they came out of bankruptcy.
Okay. I have no clue.
No? Okay. Do you have duct tape?
Hello, it's Antoinette with Duct Tape.
Yeah, this thing looks bad for you.
This is who?
This is John.
Okay.
I'm trying to put together a list of things I want to come get and see if you got it at your store.
Oh, no, you got to put that in on the,
No, I'm just asking if you have it before I come in. I'm not, like, that's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to make you, like, go gather it for me or anything like that.
Okay, so what are you looking for?
So, like, when I come in to buy something, can I get, like, two plastic bags or do I just get, like, one for, like, the stuff I buy? Really? Fucking really?
Yeah.
The plastic bags and more kind.
I got an idea.
Maybe call Circle K.
Hey, Circle K. Last year I came over here and there was a Christmas cat and it was really nice. And I fed it and stuff and it was all cool. And it came up to us, this year there's no Christmas cat. What happened to the Christmas cat?
I don't know. There's cats outside. Come and go.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It was a Christmas cat. It had a little bell and a little, like, the Christmas cat stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Meow.
What did you guys do to it?
Two, this is Sadly.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hi, oh good, you're there. Good, gravy. Do you have duct tape there?
Yes. We do
okay,
have
you
duct
have...
tape.
Alright, do you have anything,
yes.
Some towing straps?
What kind of strap?
Towing straps.
I don't have towing straps.
All
I just have regular straps.
You have rope?
Just some thin rope.
Okay, that might work. All right, let's see. You got you got plastic bags?
Yeah.
All right, you have carpet?
I have any carpet.
All right.
I have some floor mat.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that'll work. Let's see. One more thing. Oh, you got Vaseline?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. We'll be over in a jiffy.
Okay, thank you.
How you're late? You're open all night or
all night? All night.
Oh, perfect. All right. And you got a shower there too, right? Or no?
Yes, we do.
Oh, good. You got gloves?
Yes.
All right, you got a hammer?
Yes.
All right, perfect. We can make this happen. All right. We'll be there. We're gonna build a fort in the showers. Thanks for giving me permission. All right,
thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, bye. Gotta get this trailer hit.
Thank
off.
You.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Love Store 726 in Belen, New Mexico. This is Andrew. What can I help you with today?
Hey, you got a Sawzall or a saw over there?
No, we don't carry any Sawzalls. Please.
Okay.
Like the blades or the whole Sawzall?
The whole thing, yeah.
All right. Give us 1 second. We're looking right now, but I don't
think
okay.
We do. That's all right. We can find it somewhere else. You got duct tape and plastic bags. We got a real mess here we got to clean up.
Yeah, we got a...
My boss, he said, don't call anyone, you know, don't call anyone, you know, don't involve anyone else, but, you know. You got some, like, Simple Green, like, cleaners?
Yeah, we got Simple Green cleaners.
All right, let's see. What else? You got, like, rugs or some floor mats or something?
We don't.
Okay, I gotta figure out how to roll this thing in there. Okay, you got rope or some straps for, like, towing?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, you got duct tape?
Yes, we got duct tape.
All right, do you have a shovel?
No, we do not.
Okay, no shovel. Yeah, my boss is saying, you know, don't call anybody else, because, you know, we got supplies at the shop. Just come to the shop. But the shop's all the way over there, and, you know, I got to take care of this business. I got to clean up this whole scene here, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, Santa had an accident, and now, you know, all the elves and all the reindeer are dead. I have to clean them up. They were on top of a cake. The kid, he came over, he tripped over, and just destroyed the cake. It cost me $250 for the cake. And now I gotta find a way to clean it up and make it so my wife doesn't see what he did. I gotta buy another cake. You know how hard it is to get a specialized cake on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be over in a few and I'll roll the cake in the bag. And you have a dumpster that I can throw it in?
Yeah, but it's not for recreational use.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't thinking of, like, smoking in there or not, you know.
Okay.
I'm not smoking reefer recreationally in there.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw, you know, the evidence in there. And we never spoke, okay?
Okay?
My boss,
okay.
He doesn't hear a thing of this, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, well, Merry Christmas, okay?
Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling Love the Milan. How can I help you?
Oh, you can start
God
by saying bless you.
Hey, yeah,
you.
God bless you.
Bro, I appreciate that. Listen, so do you have anything I could take for sneezing? I don't know if it's allergies or not, but this sneezing fit started after I took the Lord's name in vain after I cut someone off in traffic.
Well, that would happen. The Lord works in mysterious ways, but we have, I think we have Allegra, we have Robitussin, we have cough syrup, and like Benadryl.
Yeah, I'll probably get some of that, but do you guys have plastic bags by any chance, like garbage bags or grocery bags, one of the two?
Yes, Kendra, we have garbage bags back there for them, huh? For them to buy like a yes, we do.
Okay.
We do, okay.
I hit him and his reindeer, and I got you got duct tape?
Do I have duct tape? Yeah, we do. We have,
okay.
Like, the Gorilla Glue tape and stuff like that.
Okay. And do you have, Vaseline at all?
Do we have Vaseline? Do we have Vaseline back there? Vaseline? Yes, we do.
Do you have saws like a hacksaw?
Nope.
Any type of sharp knives?
Nope.
Anything like that?
No.
Anything to cut a hoof off?
Nope.
Oh shit. Okay. I could probably make.
What are you
trying? You got.
So what are you trying to do? So you're trying to eat the meat, like not for it to go to waste?
No, I gotta get rid of the evidence. This man was dry. He had a sleigh and there was 8 reindeer.
Oh, goodness.
On the front of my truck, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, we don't have nothing to cover up evidence.
The guy that cut me off, yeah. That's the guy that cut me off. Do you,
we have rope tape,
do you want to come? You want to come help me for $25?
No. I'll just act like I don't know though.
Yeah, it was. Oh my God! God bless you. You're like my little Bonnie to my Clyde. Like we can go do a whole cross country thing.
Sure. Good enough.
So when do I come pick you up?
That won't happen. I can't do that.
Oh. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's just vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah, it's not that bad, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I'm just figuring we go and we hack all this up, we dump it in the nearest swamp or wooded area, and then we go to Applebee's and we get the happy hour apps, the half price.
Yeah, because we'll have an appetite after all that working out,
Yeah, you burn the calories. And,
mm-hmm.
And, I'm only 185 pounds, so, I could use some calories. You sound like a thick girl, though. You eat more than just a salad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
What do you like?
I'm not everything.
Okay, but you said you weren't.
I'm not thick. I'm tiny, but I eat everything. Yeah.
Oh, okay. oysters, but those are an aphrodisiac. You're looking. Well, oh, okay. I get what you're putting down by saying that.
Well, that's a lie. That's definitely a myth.
That's a lie?
Yeah.
I wonder who started that shit.
Well, have you tried it? Does it work for you?
eating oysters as an aphrodisiac?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, then it don't work.
Why would I do that?
I have to.
You can't go
because
you. No, you can't. You can't go because you know my secret now.
Well, we'll just act like I don't.
Why were you hitting on me if you had no interest in me?
Goodness.
Yeah, why were you coming on to me? Why were you coming on to me and telling me about your plastic bags and stuff if you didn't want anything to do with me? You're flirting so hard right now. Is this how you get all the meals, all the oysters and the clams and the squids?
It don't work.
What works for you? Chocolate?
Nope.
You like chorizo?
Nope. Oh, my goodness. I got to go, okay? You have a good day. Bye.
All right. I'll be there in a few minutes to get everything.
Name calling Los Angeles, the city of Mikayla. How can I help you?
Hi there.
Hi, how can I help you?
I got this truck outside, and I'm trying to find the way in. Can you help me out?
You're trying to find the what?
The way in.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
Are
trying to
phone?
Find the way in. I got my truck outside and trying to find the way in.
Let me get you over to my tire shop.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He's saying call.
That was a solid vision or something, actually.
Santa Claus,
especially if
you're
someone
with a Batman in a red suit.
Whoa, I have a bunch of people talking right now. Who needs a phone call?
Hi there, son. So I'm outside. I'm trying to find the way in.
Yeah, it's right in the bay. You go to the bay, and it should be the door on the left.
Bay?
Yep, the open bay.
On the left?
You see the
open
light?
Bay?
Yeah.
No, I don't say lies. I'm outside, son.
I'll come outside.
You're going outside?
Yeah, I'll come outside and meet you.
Okay. What's your name?
Aaron.
What y'all look like? Aaron? Aaron?
You'll recognize me.
You speak to my brother. You speak to my brother, okay?
Just meet me outside.
Hey, we're coming up right now. If you could just, it's a little dark out and the lights aren't doing so good. Could you just do some jumping jacks out front for us? Just like stand up, maybe wave your hands around so we can see you.
I'm just going to stand right outside for you, sir. I'll stand right beside the service truck. There's no one else there, man. Just come to the front of the shop. I'll be there.
Oh, but where the hell am I?
I'll come to the front of the shop. I'll be there.
Can you just wave your hands up? Just wave them all in the air for me. Like you just don't care. Hey, man, I got a bit of a question for you. So I had a bit of an altercation there about a year ago, and they said I was banned. And I was just wondering how long that ban lasts. If I could just go in and get a couple drinks and maybe, like, some gas. I ain't trying to fight nobody tonight.
Where are you trying to go? Where are you calling? This is a shop. This is in like a...
What do you mean a shop?
Who do you think you're calling
like
right
garage?
Now?
A gas station. A truck place.
This is not
truck
a gas
man.
Station.
This
is not a gas station.
Well, connect me to the closest Loves, please.
Oh, the Loves? You're trying to go to the Loves?
Yeah, they banned me. I got banned.
I mean, if you got banned, you probably don't have too much.
You can go there for me. I can come to your place. I'll come over there. You can go. I'll let you drive my truck over there. You can fill it up for me.
No,
there's
no reason for you. There's no reason for you to come on.
Well, they won't let me
in.
I'm on my way. I'll be right there.
You can't come here.
I'll give you $10. I'm on my way. I'm heading there right now.
You can't come here, but that's fine.
All right. I'll see you soon. I'll see you soon, big boy.
Place will be locked up. Right. Not a problem.
This motherfucker's just lazy, bro. He won't work.
Dwight.
Oh,
picked up an accident. Dwight.
Thank you for calling Cedar City Love. This is Skyler. How can I help you?
Skyler, but you're a man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I was calling, and that's part of my problem is I shoot off at the mouth quite a bit. And about a year ago, I got into some trouble at this location. I was trespassed, and I wanted to know how long is that in effect for?
That would be a great call for the manager. If you want to call back tomorrow morning,
but I want to come tonight. But yeah, that's the problem is I'm going to come tonight, and it's been exactly a year to the day. And from my understanding, it was for 1 year. And I've got some shit to get off of my chest.
Just to be safe, I would still wait and talk to the manager in the morning tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, wait till tomorrow? All right, hang on. Yeah. I better make a U-turn then. I'm going to make a U-turn real quick.
Nice sound effects. Anything else I can help you with? All right, have a good night.
Go fuck yourself at the ball game.
Extended Stay America, this is Ruby. How may I help you?
Hi, is this the front desk?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm up in my room on the second floor, and I'm just having a bit of an issue. It smells kind of like marijuana up
what
here.
What room are you
and
in?
And I got some kids in my room. I'm in, like, 213.
2:13.
And it's smelling a little bit. And I don't know. It kind of sounds like there's a siren going off in this room next, like kind of nearby. I don't know which one.
Okay. Yeah. So. Oh, if you can tell me the room number. Hello?
I haven't really gone out to it. I don't know which one exactly, but one of them has, there's definitely, wait, do you hear that? See, I got the phone in the hallway now. You hear it?
Yeah, I do. So our alarm isn't even going off. Okay, and you said you're 213?
I'm in, 213. Yeah, but okay. It smells like marijuana up here. It's either like 215, 217. I don't know. But it definitely smells like marijuana in here, over here.
Okay, because like 45 minutes ago, I got a phone call, and same thing, not from the room, but like from a cell phone. And a guy said is it okay to smoke in the room? And I was like, no, this is a non-smoking property. And then he's like, oh, well, this thing got me messed up. And then it sounded like he stumbled and hit himself, and then I heard glass shatter. And then I called back because he hung up on me.
Ma'am, I heard glass shatter about 15 minutes ago, about 45 minutes ago too.
Yeah,
and then
I called back, and then the guy goes, yeah, who's this? And I was like, this is the front desk, do you guys need help? You know what I mean? You guys are not supposed to smoke in the room. And he goes, oh, who are you? Why are you talking? And you're still talking, being super rude to me. And I don't know where it's coming from because his smoke alarm is going off and my system is not going off. So I can't tell which room it was because he called from his cell phone. So I'm so glad that you called me so I can at least get a guesstimate where it's coming from. So I got to go and check.
Well, I don't know which one it is. I mean, it's one of these rooms. It could be on the other side, you know. I'm not very good at the numbers and the smells and the whole everything. I'm just...
Yeah,
I'm
but,
just
like, at least I get a guesstimate.
It just smells like weed. And, you know, I mean, I'd be smoking if I didn't have these dumbass kids with me. But I can't smell. So it makes me mad.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, bad.
Yeah,
I'd be lit. I wish I could be smoking like that guy. But,
right?
No, if I can't smoke, you can't smoke.
Right? No, and especially because I told them, no, they cannot. And then they hung up on me after I heard that glass shatter. And then when I called back, they were like, oh, why are you concerned? What does it matter? Who are you? And I'm like, I'm the front desk. I'm concerned because this is my property. You cannot be smoking on our property. Is everything okay? Oh, you're still talking? That's what they told me. And I was like, that is so rude. That is so rude. So I wrote down their number, but I didn't know what room they were in.
Wait, hold on.
I'm by myself.
Hold on. I'm in the hallway right now, and I think the guy is coming out of his room right now, the guy in the smoking room. I see it. I hear the lock going where it smells. Hold on. Let me see if I can... Hey.
Don't comfort.
Hey, man, the front desk wants to talk to you. Here, hold on, here.
Hijo de tu pinche reputa madre, maricón cabrón de mierda.
A la verga, wey. Turn off your shit. Oh my god. Hey. Hey. Get away from there. Get away from there. Oh my god. What room is that? Oh my god. Okay, hey, I'm gonna call the cops.
No.
I'm calling the cops.
No, don't call the cops.
No, I'm calling the cops. That's not right.
No. Hold on.
No, that's not right. No, that's not right. What are they breaking?
It wasn't the window. I thought it was the window. It was his bong. He broke his bong.
Oh my god, no. Okay, no.
The bong of water is all over. That's what I was smelling.
Okay. But I have to call somebody because he's yelling and stuff. That's not cool.
No, you can't. You gotta leave my real name out of it. I got one.
No. I'm not gonna call on you, but for him, do you know what room they're in?
No. I mean, he just seems like he's really high and having a rough day. Like, I don't want him to be in trouble. I ain't no snitch.
No, I know. But it's for our other guest's safety. What room are they in?
Oh,
I'll be up there.
No.
I'm coming up.
I don't know.
I'm coming up. I'll hang up. I'm hanging up right now.
Hold on. Hey, man. Yo, you better, Bo, you gotta get up. You gotta get up.
I'm coming up.
Hold on. No, don't.
I'm coming down from my high. Hello? Is that lady there? Uh-oh.